Hi, this is Nadia E from Dynamos, and you are listening to Ludini's Rock and Roll Circus.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, where we are changing rock history one podcast at a time. Today on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, I've got Nadia E on the line from Dynamos, and Dynamos is a very cool rock band and good track they've got out right now called Stainless. So we're going to be talking to Nadia E in a second here, and I think you guys are going to like it. This is a great jam. I've been grooving to it all afternoon, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Real quick, you are listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. That is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. You want to check back often for more artist stories. We're putting up all the time. There's tons of a variety of different acts and different genres represented there. Everything from, you know, hardcore country and western to metal to Christian to jazz. It's like all over the place, alternative. It's a lot of fun, so check it out. By the way, if you're having a good time with it and you'd like some very cool Ludini swag, you can click the little store at the top right corner of the screen, and we've got t-shirts, sweatshirts, totes, coffee mugs, shot glasses, like anything you can imagine with the cool Ludini Rock and Roll Circus artwork on it. So you definitely check that out. You don't want to miss that. That's all found at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Let's get into this. We got Nadia E on the line, born in northwestern New Jersey, but at 11, family moves to a beach community in Southern California. So, Nadia, a beach community, Southern California. What, were you guys hippies or something, or what's the story there?
Oh, we weren't hippies. And hello, everyone, by the way. No, it was, my dad got a nice promotion and it brought us to California. Really, that's how it started.
Oh.
Being in California. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, business move, if you will.
I understand. So, let's talk a little bit about these early days, because you got into music at a pretty young age. Tell us a little bit about how you kind of got into it and sort of what your early experience with music was.
Well, I didn't fully expect at a young age to be in music, but when I joined my new school in California, I had choir as my elective, and I found I loved it. And my parents put me in opera lessons soon after. They wanted me to be classically trained and everything, and I loved doing that. And I was passionate about singing. And as I got a little older, by the time I was 15, getting into high school, I didn't really want to go down the classical road anymore. I wanted, you know, I was getting angsty and I wanted to do something that was a little more rock, if you will.
Okay.
You know, and that's kind of where it shifted for me, going from classical operatic singing to trying to sing more contemporary and rock songs.
Did you have a bit of an epiphany maybe when you heard a certain album?
Oh, I definitely did. And I was just going to say, I got hands on Nirvana's Bleach album. Never heard of Nirvana before. You know, I didn't know. And I grabbed it from my friend's brother's room one day and just, you know, listened to it. And it made sense. It was like, wow, this is how I feel inside, which is either good or bad. I don't know. Probably normal, actually, probably.
Oh, for that age. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when I heard that, I realized I wanted to be in a band. I just knew it right then.
Okay. I'm looking through your bio. It says at 16, you went to your first rock concert. It doesn't say who you went to see. So who did you go see?
Well, I went to a few small shows before this bigger show. I saw Rise Against, actually.
Okay.
And Gaslight Anthem, and Gaslight opened for Rise Against. But it was just the energy of the whole night and the whole show.
Yeah.
From each band opening. I forget the other opening bands, but that was awesome. Seeing how people were getting so into it. Like when I was doing recitals, they sat down and didn't move, and you know, no one was sweating.
You mean there wasn't a mosh pit at your recitals?
There was no, there wasn't. I kind of dug that there was one when I went to that concert, though. It was the first big concert I went to that had, you know, a bigger rock band playing and seeing a huge audience, and that further sold it for me.
I gotcha. So you continued with some opera, still studying. I've had different singers tell me different things about this, and I'm a singer as well, but I don't have any classical training. So, does the opera, is the classical training help or hinder the pursuit of singing rock?
I think it helps personally, because that's where I began. In certain ways, it just depends on the song too. Certain songs, it was very hard for me to try to transition to singing it in a rock and roll style or in a contemporary way. But I feel like it helps in terms of projection and what I've learned to do with my diaphragm and the technique I still use.
Yeah.
You know, I still use it. And maybe for someone else it might not apply, but I found a way to make it apply to what I do now in rock.
And your sound is, I mean, with the, so the band is the Dynamos, and this is a bit, was this band already established before you joined, or were they just kind of getting started?
It was getting started.
Okay.
I came in at the startup for the most part, and one by one down the line, we were able to find musicians and piece it together. We just needed to keep working on material and seeking people who wanted to join us. So
okay, all right. Yeah. Are you a songwriter as well, or is somebody else writing the songs?
We have a songwriter. I am the messenger, if
okay.
you will.
All right, good.
The storyteller, and. But we do have a songwriter, Will Harlan. He's wonderful, and you know, I've worked with him on some songs, and you know, just talking with him, just sitting and talking with him, and telling him stories, and you know, we'll just have general topic conversations or talk about something that happened in our lives, and then a song comes to him from that. So you know, I think, based on our interaction and how we are involved with each other, the songs are influenced by what I share with him for the Dynamos.
Is this your first like band?
A professional band? Yeah.
Yeah, because it's your first band. Okay. Because I mean, it's absolutely, I mean, it's stellar. I mean, the sound is great and everything. And it's, you know, you don't sound green at all. It sounds really good. So, so congratulations on that. Why don't you go ahead and tell us about who's in the band and a little bit about the band, and then we're going to go ahead and play the track Stainless. I'm going to come back and we're going to talk about a few other things, but let's kind of start, let's get into who the band is, and let's start there.
Well, our members are Nick Schad. He's on bass, and he's also our musical director. And we have Jacob Maeda, lead guitar, who just love the way he plays. We have Ian Nakazawa on drums, and he's a nut job, which is awesome on drums. You know, you want him to be fun, like
yep.
Keith Moon crazy.
Yep, the drummer should be a nut job, gotcha.
Yeah, and then we have Carlos Barrera, who is on guitar and also does lead, along with Jacob. And the way the two of them feed off of each other with the guitar, it's the call and response between them and me. It's just so much fun. And Nick kind of is that rock for us. We're, you know, he's been lending himself to all of us in a way, but you know, trying to guide us musically, you know, or keep us all copacetic and fluid.
Yeah.
So he kind of. Not the mother, but the father, sort of. You know?
I got
that's
you.
Kind of how I see him.
Let's go ahead and crank up the track Stainless, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about some interesting facts. You also have an interesting fitness regimen that I'm kind of interested in, so we're going to talk a little bit about that here in a few minutes. But, guys, crank this up. This is Stainless by Dynamos on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
On the way to Dixieland, scuffling in the street is cheap, and I'm doing the best I can. My lover is on his way, he's an ambulance headed straight for me. I'm rambling, I've lost grease, I can set him free. If he learns to trust, learns not to rust. A disease up from the knees, a way to please, a wasted key, lying, dying in the dust, trying not to rust. So fine, I swear I have to fall. Give you a tip, get a grip, take a hit, please don't smoke it all. Have some, have fun. Have you ever used a gun? Here's one, don't run. Come on son, don't fill me with disgust. Learn not to rust. Shoot it. Kids, hot licks on the way to Dixieland. Scuffle in the street, it's cheap, and I'm doing the best I can. My lover is on his way, he's an ambulance headed straight for me. I'm rambling, I've lost grease, I can set him free. If he learns to trust me, learns not to rust.
Okay, very cool. Great guitar work. Really, really nice stuff. Kind of refreshing in today's climate. You don't really, you know, you're not really hearing that sort of blues-based, guitar-based kind of stuff. How did you guys sort of, like, fall into that sort of sound?
Well, our creative director, Elliot, and with Will Harlan's writing, we got that kind of style already there for us to work with, and the talent that these guys, that all the guys in the band have, they're capable of that, and it, you know, the writing of the songs, the way they're written, allows them to go there with it. It's not just your average indie sort of, you know, swaying something. It definitely, because of the talent and the writing, that's how it can come about. And the passion that we have for what that style of music is, yeah. You know, it's important. It feels good. You know, it's not, for us, it's not boring at all. I mean, we really like to shred like that. And that's what was going on back in the day. And why not keep it here, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So is this a part of an album, an EP, or are you just releasing singles? Like, kind of what's the sort of plan or program here?
We're releasing singles at the moment.
Okay.
And we're going to move forward. We do have EPs, but right now we're single focused. We're focused on singles.
Okay.
Yeah. So one single at a time until we move further along with it.
Right. I got you. And that's becoming a rather common approach. In today's business, a little different than it was in the 70s and 80s.
We have
a little different landscape here. tell us about this fitness routine that you do, the swinging of tethered weights. What is this?
Oh, you got that.
Let's talk about this. What is this thing?
It's called poi. It's poi. It is the swinging of tethered weights on the end of a string, but if you've ever seen a fire dancer at a luau or something, and they have they're swinging that fire around, you know, it originated, I believe, from Polynesia, and you know, and it's a good exercise, and it it's kind of a circus exercise for me. Yeah. Hey, and I'm talking to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
There you are. Wow.
Maybe one day
nice connection. Good. And weighted hula hoop. How the heck do you do weighted? What is that? That sounds crazy.
It's a very heavy hula hoop. Very heavy hula hoop. And it's, you know, it's multi-use, you know. I can do it for stretches too, and I can use it to do circles with my arms to strengthen my arms and stuff. But it's just a weighted hula hoop, and it's fun to do, and it makes you sweat like crazy. But with practice, you get it pretty down, you know.
How did you come upon poi and weighted hula hoops and all that? How did you get into that? I never heard of it.
I went to a drum circle, actually, and I saw these people spinning these things, and I'm thinking, that's really cool. I want to do that. And then I just kind of got into it. It was a secret thing for me for a long time. I never broadcasted it, and I would still go to drum circles. I just did it in my yard, and you know, to music all, you know, for a couple hours a day, and just wanted to learn it. It was one of those fascinating things. I would say then it was a hobby, but now it's not. It's part of my life, you know.
Yeah.
Hobby's part of your life too, but it was definitely just because I saw this and wanted to do it also because I was impressed by it.
It sounds fun.
It is fun, and it's... Be careful though, because I've hit myself pretty good a couple times.
If we see you on stage with a black eye, we'll know what happened.
I actually did one time, and that was, you know, I learned from there. Like, I make sure I wear sunglasses, and at least that's a bit of a shield, if you will.
and you also have an interest in cooking, and you create your own recipes.
Yeah, I like to experiment with food. I recently made this cabbage soup, and what I do is I get a recipe first, and then I make my own version out of it. So I get the basics, you know.
Okay.
And then I'll take, and then I'm like, you know what? I feel like adding this to it instead of what the recipe says.
Okay.
You know, I'll just change things around, mix and match. And I made a cabbage soup, and I went way off the recipe. And added beets, zucchini, and all these other, you know, things that just made it, in my opinion, far more tasty, because it just seemed so boring, that recipe I got. So yeah, and I'll try to invent things as best I can. It just has to hit me. It's like, aha, I can do this with that, you know.
Right.
I can put this on my salmon, something like that. So it's just experimenting and creating.
Are you designing the wardrobes for the band? I'm reading this here. I'm just kind of wondering.
A lot more designing. I'm doing a lot more designing than I have. But you know, I have a guidance. But now I'm definitely, yes, designing more of the wardrobe, and it's more of my inspiration. And what inspires me wardrobe wise is the content of the songs.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, each song has its own look for
okay.
me.
Okay, interesting.
And the outfit for me is reflective of what the song is about, and I kind of go based off of that. What the lyrics and the meaning of the song, even beyond the music of the song, the lyrics and the meaning, you know. Mm.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. What does the next 6 to 12 months look like for Nadia and the Dynamos?
Well, we have a show coming up to start with, and it's May 19th, actually. We're going to be playing at Deep Gotz's in Long Beach, and we're going to start with that, and we have more recordings coming up, and we're looking to book more shows. So right now, it's more about being more active and out there, you know, instead of, we took our time to prepare ourselves and learn the songs, be tight and, you know, concise with the music and everything we needed to do. Now we're ready to step out and say, hey, here, everyone, we're ready to invite you and show you what we did all this time, you know. So that's what's happening. We're going to be stepping out and showing ourselves a lot.
Do you think, like, you could ever see yourself doing any opera again? You know, maybe getting into like some production of Marriage of Figaro or something.
You know, that's an interesting question, and it's funny you ask that because I actually thought about that not long ago, but right now, no, I don't see myself doing anything operatically anytime soon. You know, at all.
All right.
You're
a rocker for the time being. For the foreseeable future. I got you. Okay, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody out there where they can, because this is wildly interesting. You're a very, you're a very diverse person. You have a lot of things going on. And, so why don't you tell everybody where they can, like, kind of learn more and find out more about you on the internet?
Hands down, our website, dynamosmusic.com. We have links to our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You will be able to get to SoundCloud through there. Hands down, dynamosmusic.com. That will answer all questions about how to reach out and see us on social and other platforms.
All right. And that is dynamosmusic.com. All right, Nadia E., thank you for hanging out for a little while today. I need to wrap up the podcast, but I need to do a little business with you when we're done. So do you got a minute to hang out while I wrap this sucker up?
Of course.
Awesome. Okay, guys, thank you. All right, that was Nadia E. and from the band Dynamos. And you can go to dynamosmusic.com. And it's actually a very impressive website. There's a lot there. You can see videos. There's the SoundCloud stuff pops right up. There's cool bios on each member of the band. They're all really cool people, very interesting, great photography. It's just I do a lot of bands on this show, and most of the time the websites are absolutely horrible, and this is a fantastic website. So there's a chance to check out a really great website, which is just, I believe, is really kind of, it's a testimony to, like, how professional and how actually entertaining this band is. Also, there's a great video to the song we played, Stainless, and you guys do not want to miss that. It's the guys actually playing the song live, and it is very, very impressive. They are an excellent live act, so you definitely want to check that out. You can find all that at dynamosmusic.com. All right, guys, you've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Go to ludinirockandrollcircus.com. Don't forget, we've got tons of story interviews with a lot of different artists. Oh, and also, I can't believe I forgot to mention this. There's our music podcast. It is the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. We go live every Monday night, live on Facebook. You can join in the conversation. We have a lot of fun. Me and my co-hosts and cohorts, Lily V6 of Rock Rage Radio, and Keith the Hawk Hawkins from New Orleans comes in live via Skype, and we partied up pretty big time there with lots of libations and great discussion. We pick an interesting topic. We mix it up with the audience. It's a lot of fun, and we play some great music. You can find them all about that, LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Don't forget the merchandise is there as well. Oh, take a breath. Okay, it's been a fun day today. Well, thanks to Nadia for being here and sharing a little bit about her life. Wildly interesting person with a lot of cool stuff going on, even beyond the great music that she makes. And again, that is DynamosMusic.com. Guys, you've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Thank you so much for hanging out. And I'll catch you guys on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.